talk to me about morals. How dare you talk to me about morals? You're taking my money. You're stealing my money. Like literally taking what? 30% of it. And then you're spending it on all these other people when my community is falling apart.
How is this a big ask to actually get an accounting of how our money, which we could definitely use here at home, is being spent? Good morning, you guys. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We were just talking about the king cake because I went and picked up my cake from Grace that came. And I was just telling you, my husband, the very first piece he cut,
found the baby.
He gets the baby. And this is what it looks like. It's a little creepy.
I thought it was going to be Jesus. Creepy. I thought I was going to find Jesus in the cake. And that's not Jesus.
That's not Jesus.
It's
but
not.
He immediately, like I cut the first piece. I had the first
piece. You know what
piece,
I'm afraid
of? Like, oh, no, baby. Here's
you know what
baby.
I'm afraid of right now? I'm going to tell everybody what my fear is. And that is that my husband has already ingested the baby. I'm afraid he did. I'm afraid that he literally
love this so
that
much.
He didn't chew his food properly and that he has actually ingested and perhaps he's passed the baby already.
I don't think you would notice if you swallowed this. Like it's just
know.
Big enough to swallow.
Sometimes he doesn't chew his food right. You know, Greg.
But I'm saying like he would have known if this was traveling down his throat. He would feel this. I'm just saying. He would.
You have
feel
not
it.
Seen him eat like some barbecue. He can put it away. Okay. I mean, that baby may not have even known what hit it. Just
okay,
right
well,
down the gullet. Anyway,
our baby
I'm just
has
saying,
been found.
Okay. Somebody said not all cakes have babies. I feel like maybe our cake doesn't have a baby, you guys.
Wait a minute. I thought that was the whole point.
Because we've been working on it and we only have like a little bit left. In fact, every time I go to the fridge, my husband's like, are you trying to find the baby? And I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to find the baby. I need some good luck. This has been the worst month. Okay. I've had a really bad month. I need some good luck. And so every
what does
time
that
I go to
mean? If you don't have
it means
a baby.
My year is going to suck balls. That's what it means. So now
don't
I'm like,
say that. That's
obsessed,
not true.
Obsessed
no, that's not
with-
true. No, I so refuse to believe that that is a bad thing. It's probably
better
like
get
the best thing. If you don't have a baby, it's probably even the better thing.
I better get a baby.
I think you're going to get a baby. Anyway, thank you, Grace.
All cakes have Jesus. I should. I hope I get one. I'm going to be so upset if my cake doesn't have a baby.
I'm sure it's there. You just haven't gotten to it yet. It's like really just going to be in the last piece, right? That's just how it's going to work for you.
She is the eternal optimist, you guys. All right. Okay, moving along.
Yes, a couple important news stories. The first being that Trump is being allowed back on Meta. So, of course, Meta is the home company of Facebook and Instagram. They've decided that just like they said when they first banned him, they said this will be reevaluated in 2 years. And 2 years later, they have reevaluated and said, come on back.
It's just dumb, arbitrary rules. Stupid, stupid rules. Don't you think? For 2 years, we're going to reevaluate and see if the president can come back on this platform. It's just so stupid.
Now, they're still saying, though, that they might be all joint when it comes to, you know, if he wants to run ads or what he wants to put ads on. Like, they're going to be watching him very, very carefully. So, but they also know that he and his team are savvy about what lines not to cross in order to not violate any community guidelines or whatever. So
yeah.
Anyway, we'll
I wonder
see.
If he's going to, is he back? Is he actually back on or is he going to like make his grand debut?
I don't know.
Something like Kofifi.
I don't know. I don't know what is like, right. You know, like his welcome back post is going
to
be.
Everybody's going to be waiting with bated breath to see what he says and does like on the gram. What's he going to do? It's going to be some great picture of him, like his face.
Well, it might be with the libs of TikTok chick because she posted a photo of her down at Mar-a-Lago with him. Really cute picture of the two of them.
I saw that. It was really cute.
And she was like, I want this to be his first tweet back. So maybe he'll
humor her. And he actually looked really good in that picture.
He looked great.
I saw that and I thought he looks very healthy and good and happy.
Vibrant.
Right.
Yeah. He looked good.
Did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looked really good. Mm-hmm. Also wanted to mention that I got an email yesterday that I was so, so freaking excited about from Locals, you guys. So yes. Locals, if you're a supporter, a member of Locals, you know about that platform. It's the free speech platform. They have finally announced, now it's just in beta, but they are finally making progress on being able to accommodate a live stream like ours, which means that, like, right now, one person can live stream, but because we're not physically together, we've never been able to live stream there because it just doesn't work. But now they're figuring this out. We have even volunteered to be part of their beta testing on this, which means that our local supporters can watch us live instead of having to wait until the live stream is over and then I post the video there, but we might be able to finally start live streaming on Locals, yep. Which is amazing.
Which means you guys should totally be our local supporters. You guys should do that. And our insiders, the Facebook insiders too. It's really an exciting time. Like, you should totally do that. And those are our people. Like, those are your people. Those are our people. But Locals is like, it's now that they're getting a lot of this, you know, functionality, it's such a great place to go.
Oh, so excited. I texted all of you yesterday. I was like, oh my God, finally happening.
Yeah, it is
so
happening.
So freaking excited.
You should check, if you haven't checked it out, you should totally check it out. You should do that.
You should also check out our friends at genucell.com/chicks, especially because of this amazing product. Oh, you can't. Yeah, there you go. The Microbiome Shield. This is their probiotic moisturizer. Can you see that?
No, you can see, yeah, I can see it. Just step away from the camera. There you go.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is their newest and greatest product. Amazing moisturizer. Just feels like a non-greasy butter. You're putting it on your, and it just, your skin just drinks it right up. This is great. Daisy uses this in the morning. You can use it any old time you want. It is just delicious. It is delicious. And that is also something that they're sending you if you order their most popular package at genucell.com/chicks. If you use code chicks at checkout, you're going to get an extra 10% off your whole order. I just tried also, by the way, because this is one of my things. I have I just have lines. You see how I've always had these lines right here? I don't like them.
Throat, but okay.
I'm going to try. They have a crepey skin repair for chest and neck. I'm going to try this and see if I like it, because that's always been a thing. And I've used their regular moisturizer and stuff on my throat, but I'm looking for some serious moisturization in that area. So I'm going to be trying that. Anyway, genucell.com/.
My God, you guys, we have so much to talk about today.
Oh my God. Couple quick headlines before we get into the videos. And that is yesterday that we were making fun of Google. We were making fun of that chick at Google, right? Who like posted a video about how amazing it is to be at Google. And then like she's showing all the different like restaurants
and
all the different perks and the masseuse.
All the masseuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think it is masseuses, but
we call them masseuse. It's all the masseuse.
And we were even speculating now, because at the end of that video, of course, she got let go of her job. And there's a whole bunch of TikToks like that, I guess.
And people crying, like so many people crying because they don't have access to the masseuse.
I'm not trying to like make fun of somebody else's.
No, it's terrible. Terrible.
27 masseuse were actually let go. We were speculating about that. Like, did they let any of the masseuse go? And
you
27.
Guys,
and that's just a few of them. Like, there's how a whole could bunch you, of masseuse.
Listen, how could you have 27 masseuses?
Masseurs?
I don't even know what that word is, because I've never had that. But 27 massage therapists were let go, meaning that there are still some there, that they have a crap ton of massage therapists at Google.
So many.
That you probably can use for free. Can you imagine having that at your place of business? Like, I'm just going to schedule a massage at 12:30 in between my meetings in the pod.
In between all of the eating that people do on the regular.
That's between the crepe pod and the meditation pod. I'm going to schedule a massage. It's like, good Lord.
It's incredible.
I can't with these people. It's a whole different
Sharon,
world.
Massage therapist people. We prefer to say masseuse.
Yeah, masseuse. It's like, that's what we use here is masseuse. Everybody get with the program.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, I thought that was just an interesting follow-up to our discussion.
That's a really great question. I wonder if they get happy endings with those.
That I don't know about.
It's just a question. Just putting it out there.
It is a question. Also, yes, is today Wednesday? Or today? Today's
Thursday.
Right? Okay,
thank you,
so
Jesus.
Yesterday. Downward slope, as you like to say.
Yes.
But yesterday was the first day of the Republican National Committee getting together at some fancy frou-frou resort that, of course, Ronna McDaniel picked out.
And so we're paying for.
Of course we are. That we can begin to find out who's going to be the next chair. They're going to start their voting process for the next chair. And she, and immediately, Harmeet, who wants her position, was saying, I would have never booked this swank of a resort because this is a freaking waste of money, which is the whole problem with Ronna McDaniel. Mm-hmm. And so this is all started yesterday. We're going to see how this vote shakes out. But it seems very, very, like the RNC itself seems very establishment-y to me. So I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like she's going to win again.
Why?
I just do. I just think that that's a thing. Yeah, I just do.
Yeah, great. This is great. So we'll get more of the same.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's happening. And then, of course, the big news from yesterday was Joe Biden's announcement about the Abrams tanks that he is sending over to Ukraine, which immediately made me like just conjure up an image of Stacey Abrams' face on tanks.
Me too. Totally did for me too. I was like, what about Stacey Abrams? What is she running for again? What is she going to lose out again? What? It's exactly what I thought too. Mm-hmm.
So here is Biden making his big fat announcement.
Today I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion. Secretary Austin has recommended this step because it will enhance the Ukraine's capacity to defend its territory and achieve its strategic objectives.
You can't read. It's equivalent of what? Like $41 billion? How many billions of dollars is this?
I think it was, I think I saw 30. I could be undercutting it though.
Okay. I thought it was like, yeah, it's tens of billions of dollars that we're spending again. And meanwhile, our country is in shambles. We're falling apart. And they keep sending money to this guy in Ukraine because he keeps.
And listen, I get, you know, I understand the arguments on both sides of helping Ukraine. I just don't understand why there's no accounting of it. Why do we not monitor how this money is being spent? That's my issue. And I know that that's Tucker's issue as well. And this is what he was like criticizing Mike Pompeo about last night. Here's what he said.
Listing one of the most corrupt governments in the world. Several senior officials in Ukraine, including the deputy defense minister and the top prosecutor, have resigned because they were too corrupt even for Zelensky. Now, where'd all that money come from? It's a country at war. It's been at war for almost a year. Well, the money came from us because Congress has never audited the money, the billions in your tax dollars sent to Ukraine. This is nuts, but no one in Washington seems to care. Now, we hate to pick on former CIA director Mike Pompeo. He was a nice enough guy. But it's hard to resist responding to this. Here's Pompeo telling us that you have a moral obligation to give Zelensky everything he wants.
We should be helping America. Mm. And helping America means a sovereign nation that is prepared to defend itself from an invasion and an attack where civilians are being killed by Vladimir Putin is in America's best interest for our economy, for our security. We should be doing everything the Ukrainians are asking us to do.
Okay. We should do everything the most corrupt government in Europe wants us to do. Everything, because that's good for America. Really? That's the most important thing we can do for America? We don't mean to beat up on poor Mike Pompeo. But, I mean, are you serious? What about the armies of drug zombies smoking fentanyl in every major city? Should we do something like that?
Yeah. And then he showed a picture of, like, what's happening in San Francisco. I mean, this is the thing. It's like these people don't pay attention to what's happening in our own country. It's like they don't give a crap. And they just turn to, because they don't have to, right? Because they live in these swank neighborhoods. And so they don't have to live with the riffraff. I mean, I like Mike Pompeo, too. I really do.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of stuff that we have to pay attention to when these people start running for president in 2024. We have to start paying attention to this stuff and their policies on this stuff. Because this,
how is this a big ask to actually get an accounting of how our money, which we could definitely use here at home, is being spent? I feel like this is not a big ask, and it's just not asked. And the worst headline that I saw about this war yesterday is that Putin apparently is in the midst of negotiating with the Taliban in Afghanistan to get our weapons that Joe Biden was idiotic enough to leave behind in his rush you know, leaving of Afghanistan, like the rushed pullout of Afghanistan. Jeez. And so I'm just like, oh, great. That's fantastic. So Putin's going to get his hands on our weapons.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
great. Yeah. So we've supplied Ukraine with weapons and we've supplied Putin with weapons. Great.
Yeah.
Yay! Look at us go!
Did you see too that Zelensky's wife, I don't know if it was his birthday or they had an anniversary or whatever yesterday, but on Instagram, she posted like this super gorgeous photo of the two of them and like put this tribute to him about how she wishes he would smile more and like it's a hard time for them, but like he's the best husband ever. And I was just thinking to myself how odd it is for her to be posting on Instagram this message of love to her husband in the middle of a war. Like there's something just weird about that. Is it just me? Because I just feel like that's weird.
No, it is. It's totally weird. It's like that she's on social media at all in the middle of a war. You know?
I don't.
Yeah, go shopping. Like with some of our money or something.
Oh my God.
I'm so irritated about the whole thing. It's like, because these, I just wish for once that some of our leaders would worry about us first. Because we're broke. We are broke. Like we've hit the ceiling. We're broke and our country is literally falling apart. And these people don't care. They care about all these other countries first. And they tell us, they preach to us about moral obligation. You can suck it. It's like, don't talk to me about morals. How dare you talk to me about morals? You're taking my money. You're stealing my money. Like literally taking what? 30% of it. And then you're spending it on all these other people when my community is falling apart. My community. Your community's fine because you live in a gated community and then you bitch to me about walls, you know? But my community's falling apart. Suck it. Yeah. Anyway, so we probably should, I need to mention too that we talked to Sydney Watson this week. You guys need to check out our deep dive. It's coming out on Saturday, I think.
Yes.
Day after tomorrow. She's awesome. She's really great. If you want to see somebody who's younger and is sort of anti-feminist, she's really great. If you've never heard of Sydney Watson, check out our deep dive this weekend. If you have heard of Sydney Watson, you're going to love the conversation we had with her, but definitely check that out when it drops on Saturday.
Yeah. Yes. We have got to talk about the three whining idiots from Democrats that just got, because remember yesterday we played Kevin McCarthy talking about how he's not letting Adam Schiff or Eric Swalwell back on the Intelligence Committee and he's not letting Ilhan Omar on the Foreign Relations Committee. And Kevin, we were talking about how proud we were of Kevin McCarthy, right? Mm-hmm. Like this was a big deal. So I've made a montage of the three of them. Yes, balls. I made a montage of the three of them. They are going to absolutely be in our faces for as long as they possibly can whining about this. So before I show that to you, let me just remind you too, that if you are a person like we are, who does not get your daily requirement of fruits and veggies, you guys, we have the answer. It's this. Field of Greens. If you have never tried Field of Greens, like this is the green superfood sort of powder, this has the full spectrum of all your essential fruits and vegetables, plus like science-backed probiotics and all sorts of other goodness that you probably are missing out because you're eating a lot of processed foods. Maybe I'm projecting. But I know that it's hard to get the daily requirement of fruits and veggies. This is your answer. It is delicious. You mix this in water, 8 ounces of water, a scoopful. There's a scoop included. A scoopful and 8 ounces of water. You shake it up and it's good. It's actually delicious to the point where I had to back off because I was like finding myself in the bathroom a lot when I was drinking these too much. I was like completely overdosing on this stuff. You guys, it's so good. But that's the thing. It's Field of Greens. It's delicious and so good for you. And because they're a new sponsor, we've been able to get you all a discount code. If you go to fieldofgreens.com and you use code CHICKS, you'll get 15% off your first order and then another additional 10% off if you choose a subscription order so that you stay regularly taking your Field of Greens. Just don't overdo it is what I'm saying because you can't. Oh my God, it's so good. And if you're not a good water drinker, like if you just don't like drinking water, this makes you feel like you're not, like you're drinking something delicious. It's a delicious fruit drink. Fieldofgreens.com. Check it out. All right. You ready for some ill? Ah, geez. Did you see that?
No. What happened? Did you lose it?
I lost all the videos again, you guys.
Oh my God.
Why has this happened?
Okay. What do we have to do? What do we have to do?
I'm going to have to, you guys don't see the flash that happens to me when I'm like in the, right when I'm about to play you a video, everything will turn black. That's what I see on my end. You probably don't see it there.
I did see a flash.
You did?
I saw a flash of light.
Oh my God. Why does that happen? I don't know, but I'm going to have to load everything again. So while I do that, I can also kind of just tell you about a funny other headline that I thought we would mention. Did you hear about the whole Chelsea Handler thing with the sun and the moon? Did you hear about this?
I did hear about that. Yeah. Where she didn't realize that they were two separate things. She was 40 years old before she realized that they were two separate things. Yeah. And then she has the audacity to tell us about vaccines or science at all.
Yeah. Well, and so I thought that was bad enough. And in fact, when I told my husband about it the other day, I was like, honey, Chelsea Handler legit thought that because you don't see the sun and the moon at the same time, generally, that it's just one thing. He didn't believe me. He was like, there's no way that that's true.
There is a way.
He said, you're absolutely making that up. And I was like, no, I promise you, that is how dumb she actually is. And what was more amazing is that she didn't care that people knew she was that dumb.
Oh, she thought it was funny. She thought that was a really funny thing. And I'm going to share it on a talk show. And so she did.
But then yesterday, it became worse. Because then yesterday, she admitted on a whole different talk show that she is, you know, that drug that's like for pre-diabetics, that Ozempic, like the injection that everybody's taking now to lose weight.
Ozempic.
Yeah, that one. You know?
Yeah,
and there's like other names. There's like Wegovy. There's like a whole bunch of other names for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So a bunch of celebrities apparently are taking it for weight loss,
which is not okay.
5 pounds.
It's not okay though, you guys, because you shouldn't be. Because my husband used to work. I mean, he used to work in a diabetes group at a pharmaceutical company, and so he knows about these drugs. There's an indication that if you take those drugs, you take it because you are like a type 2 diabetic, and you have to be overweight to take those drugs. Like you have to have a certain amount of body fat to take.
Unless you're a celebrity.
Right. Exactly. Unless you have privilege and you can take that. Like, that's not okay. It's not good to take those drugs if you are, you know, like maybe 20 pounds overweight. That's not a good thing to do. Like, that's not a good habit to get into. It's not good.
And there's TikTokers who are talking about like something happens to their faces where they age really, really bad when they're on it. Like for weight loss,
it's not okay.
It's bad. And so Chelsea Handler, you guys, admitted on this talk show that she didn't know she was on it. It's a freaking weekly injection. And she just thought, she said this out loud. This isn't me making it up. She told the interviewer that her doctor, you know, prescribes her all kinds of things. And so she just thought it was for, she didn't even know what, but she just trusted her doctor when she said, oh, you know, I'm having weight gain and whatever other symptom of this and that. And so her doctor said, here, take this. She didn't know what it was for.
And it's injected.
And she has to do a weekly injection. She had no idea that's what she was on. That's how idiotic that woman is. And she's fine, apparently, with everybody knowing that she's that idiotic.
God. Unbelievable. Anyway. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway. I mean, listen, and then she'll lecture you on your health. Just stop listening to any of these people about anything when it comes to politics, when it comes to anything, health, all of it. Tom Hanks, all these people, all of them.
They don't know. Okay, let's get to my little montage because I'm very proud of this. So as we said—
Is it loaded? Are we good? You're loaded.
Yeah, I have everything loaded again. So as long as I don't blackout, we should be good. So Adam Schiff, my favorite thing. So they all got up and like did a presser yesterday when it was official, when Kevin McCarthy was like, no, you guys don't get to come back on these committees. You can play on other committees. We'll give you some other committees, not these. These are too important. No. So they all three got together and they all whined in front of the press corps and it was ridiculous. And so I have a little clip of Ilhan Omar. I think she's first, where she basically says that not allowing her to be on the foreign Relations Committee is a threat to our national security.
Oh my God. Just,
come on. And then there's Swalwell trying to be all tough guy saying, oh yeah, well, McCarthy's going to be sorry because now we have all this new time on our hands. But the best part, the finale, is that Adam Schiff has created a TikTok specifically to bitch and moan about this try to raise money.
It was my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Here's the montage. Enjoy.
Kevin McCarthy's purely partisan move to strip us from our committee is not only a political stunt, but also a blow to the integrity of our democratic institution and threat to our national security.
Even though we have said publicly these smears are bringing death threats, he continues to do it, which makes us believe that there's an intent behind it. But we will not be quiet. We're not going away. I think he'll regret giving all three of us more time on our hands.
Hello, I'm Congressman Adam Schiff with some troubling news. Today, Kevin McCarthy removed me from the House Intelligence Committee, all for doing my job, for holding Trump accountable, and standing up to the extreme MAGA Republicans. We knew it would be bad when the Republicans took over, but it's far worse than we expected. But I can promise you this, this is not the end of my fight for our democracy. This is just the beginning. Please join us and contribute today.
Contribute?
I'm not contribute. Nobody's going to contribute to you. I swear he had blush on. Did he not have blush on? Did he not? He had like some base. Did he not? Was it just me? A little concealer?
A little bit of blush.
A little bit of
bronzer, maybe.
I think we just got something, Mom.
We did. And this is a great point. Thank you, Tanya. Tanya says, my aunt is a diabetic and can't get her meds because so many people are using it for weight loss. My husband was just telling me the same exact thing, that this has become so ridiculous and so overprescribed for people who don't actually need it. The people who do legit need it can't get it.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Because listen, because it's one thing to have an indication for weight loss, but like when people who are like, I need it because I'm 15 pounds overweight. No, you don't. No, you don't. Get off your ass, you know, and move a little bit and then maybe put the Twinkie down and let these people who have diabetes actually get their freaking drug, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That irritates me. I'm so sorry.
Yikes. Okay. So yesterday we played Morning Joe talking about how, dang it, he wishes he would have gotten that fourth booster because otherwise maybe he wouldn't have been sick for 3 months or 4 months or whatever with COVID, because of course we know that the actual shot doesn't help you not get COVID. And so he got mad because there was so much backlash against him on that video. People were making fun of him so hard. So he pushed back on his show yesterday, and his idiotic wife, who just sits there like some sort of a lump, was there next to him just nodding along. And so we're not going to play this whole thing because it's way too long, but just to give you an example, just look at her face while he goes off.
Oh, are from anti-vaxxers. Mm-hmm. And now let me say something about anti-vaxxers. I felt really sorry for anti-vaxxers and their children when they were left-wing freaks. And I feel really sorry for anti-vaxxers and their children now that they're right-wing freaks. These people are the conspiracy theories are so bizarre.
Yeah.
They're ignoring science.
And
these are people
denying themselves the right to health.
Well, and not only that, we're starting to see all of these old diseases that we beat, that science beat, that medicine beat, starting to come back because these freaks spread misinformation.
He uses the word freaks like four times. He's in that whole, it was a rant. He goes on and on on. And it's definitely a side. Now, first of all, the new boosters, they don't really protect you. And the CDC data actually says that. So the updated shots, they're like 48% effective at stopping symptomatic infection caused by the, I guess it's the XBB.1.5 variant. And it's up to 3 months. So there's that. So the booster will help with, like, I don't know, hospitalization and death. This is what they say. So he's wrong about that. And then on top of that, somebody needs to do a check on Mika to make sure that she's okay, because she doesn't talk anymore. Like, I'm a little worried about her. Am I the only one? Because she sits there during the entire segment, and any segment that I will look at, like when we pull clips for the show, every segment from Morning Joe that I look at when she's in it, she's just sitting there shuffling papers. She's looking down. She looks smirking. I'm a little worried about her. I think somebody needs to do a welfare check on Mika.
I could not be less worried about her.
the feminist should be worried about Mika because she has become increasingly silent. Is it just me?
Maybe she's just tired of
him and his bull crap
with him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God.
What's going to happen if they don't last? What's going to happen to this show? It's going to be awkward, man.
Man, that woman, it's like she looks like she's about ready to just walk into a field and just, you know what I mean? Into the nothingness. She just looks like she's done, you know, like she's about to check out. She's just a lot of this.
She does look uncomfortable, definitely.
Yeah.
I want to switching gears because I have to share this hilarious video. So this just gives you a little example, a little taste of the kind of people that Joe Biden nominates for the judicial branch, right? Okay, so this is a judicial court nominee of Joe Biden's. She's going through her the normal hearing process with the Senate. They're like, you know, asking her all the questions, making sure she's a fit to be part of the judiciary. Here is how dumb his nominees are. This is going to blow you away.
Judge on the far end. Tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution does.
Article 5 is not coming to mind at the moment.
Okay. How about Article 2?
Neither is Article 2.
Okay. Do you know what purposivism is?
In my 12 years as an assistant attorney general and my 9 years serving as a judge, I was not faced with that precise question. We are the highest trial court in Washington state, so I'm frequently faced with issues that I'm not familiar with, and I thoroughly review the law, our research, and apply the law to the facts presented to me.
Well, you're going to be faced with it as a, if you're confirmed. I can assure you of that.
She's like, the law? What? Like, it's hard? What?
I mean, you guys.
This is... God.
This is like, imagine if they nominated doctors, right? And someone was like, can you explain what the spleen does?
Right.
And the doctor's like, just like,
what's the spleen? I didn't have that on the test. I wasn't told that. I wasn't supposed to study for that.
I mean, you got, seriously, what is going on? Anyway, so I wanted to share
this is our
that.
World. This is our and world. Then,
it is. This is our world for sure. I also wanted to share the fact we should mention before I forget, because I don't have the video. It's way too long to play. But you guys, please, please, please make sure that you're checking out. It's on our website. You can look there. Project Veritas did another video last night. They did an undercover video with a director of research and development at Pfizer who admits on camera openly that they are toying around with the idea of essentially doing their own gain of function and creating mutations of the COVID virus so that they can then preemptively create vaccines. Like it's freaking insane what is uncovered on this video. Please watch it after the show, of course.
That's neat.
But please watch it.
Isn't that neat? People just twirling their mustaches.
Oh my gosh.
Wanting to create viruses.
This is terrifying.
Yeah.
And he even says on camera, he's like, you know, it's really great for Pfizer. Not so great for the American people. Not so great for the public because they might get super sick. But like, it's a real moneymaker.
Un-freaking believable with these people.
Wow.
Unreal.
Wow. Anyway, also, you guys remember Me Too, the whole Me Too movement, the whole Time's Up organization that was created as part of the Me Too movement. Ashley Judd, who you know I hate with the fury of a billion suns, she was a huge part of not only the Me Too movement and like bringing out the whole Harvey Weinstein story, but then obviously a part of Time's Up. Super proud of it, like super invested in it, all of that.
She's a very nasty woman. Remember?
Very nasty woman.
Remember? Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to show you a clip from Megyn Kelly's show. Megyn Kelly has an update about Time's Up. That organization is literally crumbling apart, and Megyn is furious, and rightly so. This is amazing. Watch.
The organization is halting its operations, is giving the paltry amount, like $1.7 million it has left to its legal defense fund. And none of those actresses came out when this organization was imploding. Why? Because when Andrew Cuomo got accused, they sided with him. They advised him behind the scenes. And then Chen initially discouraged other Time's Up leaders from commenting publicly on the allegations being brought against him by Lindsay Boylan and others. They sided with him because he's a Democrat. You and I both know it. And it wasn't just this incident. It was when Tara Reid came out and accused Joe Biden, and she went to Time's Up, and Anita Dunn, who's running Biden's communication, was running their communication. And suddenly Time's Up didn't have the time to help Tara Reid in her quest against who? Another Democrat. They were the Believe All Women crew. They crushed Brett Kavanaugh with allegations that were laughable from people like Julie Swetnick. And they did this to themselves. And I want to hear those actresses come out and say they're sorry, and that they'll fund a new organization that gets back to mission focus of helping anyone, whether they're accusing a Democrat or a Republican who has been harassed at the office. Otherwise, they can pound sand. I wouldn't take their money, and I wouldn't have the association with them. I'm fired up about this because it had a good cause. It could have helped a lot of people. And instead, they went partisan. Mm-hmm. That's why they imploded.
Good for her. I love her. You get up, Megyn.
Get up. So good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So freaking good.
Yep.
Also, I'm going to show a video, which you are just, you discovered before today's show that this is real. This is not a meme. This is not.
Thought it was a meme, you guys. I saw it yesterday and I was like, oh, that's not real. And I just move along. Move along. Move along, brain. I honestly thought it was not real. There's no way.
So if you too, like Daisy, saw a still photograph of Kylie Jenner wearing a lion dress and thought, oh, that's Photoshopped or whatever.
I didn't think it was real. This is our world.
This is fashion. This is fashion right here.
And the people all sitting together. What a freak show.
That is a gigantic lion head.
But who's the chick in the red? What's that?
I forget. I know it's somebody. I just don't remember who it is. But these are real outfits.
Oh my God. These people are stupid. They look ridiculous. Is she taking a picture of herself?
Yes, she's doing a selfie with whoever that woman is next to her. She's probably making a little video or whatever.
Oh my God, she's stupid. Look at her shoes.
Oh, somebody's saying it's Doja Cat in the red.
Doja Cat is in the red?
Yeah.
That's just the dumbest outfit ever. She looks am I wrong? I can't be wrong about this.
No, you're not wrong.
Somebody's asking, where's Peta? Yeah, Kim, where is Peta?
Well, I think they were very mad. I think they were probably pretty mad because they get mad about everything. Yeah, and but so how definitely mad? They would have gotten mad.
Where are the people with the red paint? Oh, that's right. They got it all over Doja Cat. Right. Sorry, I cracked myself up. God, this world. And then yet I can't find the baby in my cake. I mean, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? I'm not wearing that stupid outfit.
You're going to get the baby. I know it. You're going to get that baby today. I mean,
there's like one sliver left. There's no baby.
That baby is in that sliver. That baby is like, you guys, it's coming for you.
I don't ever ask for prayers. Okay. I don't. It's just, it's been a month. Okay. Somebody said, I believe it's a Balenciaga. It's a Balenci gross. It's just, it's a Balenci stupid is what it is. It's just, I'm so sick of these stupid people running the world.
Oh my God.
And she's a billionaire. She is a billionaire.
Yeah. For real. Which is why she can afford a lion head dress.
We have to move on.
Well, remind me, because now I don't even remember why we were talking about China Phillips. Like, how did that discussion even happen?
I think it was because we were talking about Alec Baldwin. Because remember, he was finally arrested for shooting that woman. Because, I don't know, it happened, a year ago? He basically killed a woman. And we were like, oh, it's nice that he finally got arrested for shooting and killing a woman, where the rest of us would have already been rotting in jail. And so he finally was, I guess, put in handcuffs and taken to, he's taken to some sort of facility where, you know, as he should be. And I was, I don't know how, but we got into the conversation of that, like that whole family is kind of weird. And I don't know. I think we, at some point saying, hold on for one more day. Yeah. And then,
cause she's married to Billy. China Phillips is married to Billy Baldwin.
Right.
Who I don't, does he do things anymore?
No, not anymore. I mean, I think he did movies, but then he got bloated like the rest of them. And then he just stopped doing movies. Like okay. At some point, all of the Baldwin brothers bloat and then they just stop doing movies. And so he was one of them. And she was in Wilson Phillips. And and then she did this weird.
Right. So she's on TikTok now. And this was probably, I want to say at least a year ago, where she took off on TikTok because she's become very, very devout Christian, like super into her faith. Mm-hmm. And she appeared on The Family Feud. And I don't know when the appearance was, but she did. She was like the chick that goes and like tries to guess the words behind her, you know, the final round or whatever. And before they went to that round, she said, wait a second, Steve Harvey, just you wait 1 second. I got to do something. And what she did went so viral on TikTok that it was made fun of forever, and Daisy had not seen it. So I made it my mission yesterday. I was like, oh my God, I got to find this video because it's unlike anything you've ever seen.
I'd heard it, but I'd not seen it. I'd heard it, but I've always wanted to see the video. And so, yeah.
And so if there's others out there that haven't seen it, please enjoy.
Hold on.
Okay.
Holy Spirit, activate.
Oh no.
Activate. Holy Spirit, activate. Activate. All right, let's go.
Yeah. 7 years has never happened before.
right, exactly.
Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate. I said, okay.
There you go.
It was so bizarre, so bizarre.
Yeah. So, California, man. California. The land of fruits and nuts right there. Fruits and nuts, everybody.
This is probably a good time to just at least learn about how you might explore adding precious metals to an IRA. And the experts about knowing how to inform and educate you on how all that works are our friends at Birch Gold. It's so easy. All you have to do is text the word CHICKS to 989898, and they will send you this beautiful free information kit all about how to diversify into gold or other precious metals. And these are things that hold their value when the rest of the market is doing topsy-turvy crazy things. So it's just something to consider. We're not asking you to like empty out your 401ks and put it all in gold. Far from it. We just want you to have the opportunity to learn, like we did, why it might be valuable to you to think about just using a piece of your retirement into precious metals. So if you don't want to, that's cool, but it absolutely benefits everybody to be informed about it. So 989898, text the word CHICKS to that number. You're going to get free information, no obligation. It's just all easy learning for you.
Okay. Yeah. Totally freaked out by your whack today. Go.
Okay. First, you guys need to go to our website, chicksontheright.com. Make sure you're going there every single day. I forget. What is my whack I sent to you? I totally forget.
It's about Shein.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay. Is that what you call it? Shein?
Isn't that right?
I don't know. I call it Shein. You guys ever order anything from that weird China site?
I don't order it because it's China, and I don't order shit from China if I can help it.
Right, right. There's that site where you can order really cheap clothes, like shirts for, you know, $7. Shein. If you guys ever
is it Shein?
I don't know. Some people are saying Shein. Yeah. Anyways, if you've ever ordered anything from Shein, buyer beware. Because
this is the freakiest thing I've ever seen.
This is
ever.
Whack. This chick ordered something from Shein and she got a note in her order.
Let me just show it to you. Can you see that?
You are going to die in this suit.
What?
I mean, if I got that from China, I would be completely freaked out. It's like a fortune. Isn't that crazy?
What? And so would you ever wear whatever that came with?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I know that like it's just somebody putting that in there. But why? I mean, that's just nuts. Well, crazy? Yeah,
it's somebody putting it in there, which is terrifying.
Yeah, their clothes suck. I know their clothes are crappy clothes, right? But still,
you can get an entire wardrobe for about 17 cents. That's
really,
why people buy
literally
it,
it's like, right? $17. I mean, you're not kidding when you say you can get an entire wardrobe for $17. And usually it's a lot of college girls that probably order their clothes there because they can just get a bunch of crappy clothes and they're, you know. But anyways, that's the moon. The moon and the sun are exactly the same, you guys.
I don't know if you guys knew that was just one thing.
Exactly the same. Yeah. So that happened in China. They don't, or, you know, just maybe not get Chinese stuff.
I would be completely Well, there were rumors forever about like people getting notes saying, help me, like all these Chinese slaves that were putting all these clothes together were trying to send, like, please help us. And then all the retailers shot that down and they were like, no. Anytime you saw, this is my favorite excuse. They were like, no, anytime you saw a note that said, I need your help, it just meant that the clothes needed you to add fabric softener.
Oh my God. Nice. That's what that meant.
Okay.
It's a really nice spin. No. And now people are like sending death threats. You know, these Chinese people are sending death threats. That's nice. It's lovely.
Maybe
just buy American. Maybe we could just buy more American stuff. That would be great.
Yeah. Just don't purposely buy from China. I know almost everything we consume is from China, but just don't like purposely do it, right?
Right.
Like
right.
don't purposely help.
Don't order from this Chinese company. It's called Sumting Wong.
See, somebody's saying it's pronounced shine. Okay, really? You know what? Until an actual person from that company says how it is pronounced, I'm not believing
anybody.
I
doubt anybody from that company is going to come on the show and tell us. So.
Nor are they invited. So
exactly.
And really quickly, because I saw some people going, what's the deal with the baby? Because they missed the first part of the show. Grace sent us a king cake, which is the cake that has a hidden baby in it. And I got mine yesterday. Mm-hmm. And my husband found the baby in his first slice. And she still has not found the baby, even though she has devoured most of the cake. So that's what baby is about.
Right. So I'm not bitter about it or anything. So anyways, that's happening. So I'm going to go try to find the baby again this morning for breakfast.
Okay? Breakfast baby.
Guys, I'm on a quest. Everybody have the best day. Thank you for all those gifts. So lovely.
Yes.
We love you guys. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.